When a representative payee manages your money. SSA publication number 05-10097, March 2010. The contents of this audio publication are: introduction, what a payee does for you, what you must tell your payee, if you get supplemental security income, SSI, what to do if you have problems with your payee, how a large amount of money for past benefits should be spent, contacting Social Security. Introduction. This leaflet will help you understand why Social Security has selected a representative payee to help you manage your money and how that affects you. Although there could be other reasons for deciding you need a payee, it is usually because we have information that indicates you need help in managing your money. We try to select someone who knows you and wants to help you. Your payee should be someone who sees you often and knows what your needs are. If there is someone you want to be your payee, tell a Social Security representative and we will consider your request. Social service agencies, nursing homes, or other organizations also can offer to be your payee. If you do not agree that you need a payee or if you want a different payee, write to Social Security within 60 days to appeal that decision. If after reading this leaflet you still have questions, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/payee or call our toll-free number 1-800-772-1213. Our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. What a payee does for you. Your payee receives your monthly benefits and must use the money to pay for the current needs, including housing and utilities, food, medical and dental expenses, personal care items, clothing and rehabilitation expenses if you are disabled. After paying those expenses, your payee can use the rest of the money to pay any past due bills you may have, give your spending money, support your dependents, or provide entertainment for you. If there is money left over, your payee should save it for you. Your payee must keep accurate records of your money and how it is spent. Your payee also must regularly report this information to Social Security. Social Security will mail your payee a form. Your payee can either fill out the form and mail it to Social Security or go online at www.socialsecurity.gov/payee to file the report. If you live in an institution such as a nursing home or hospital, your payee should pay the cost of your care and provide money for your personal needs. What you must tell your payee. Tell your payee if you get a job or stop working, move, get married, take a trip outside the United States, go to jail or prison, are admitted to a hospital, or are no longer disabled, if your benefits are based on a disability. If you get supplemental security income, SSI. If you receive SSI, you also must tell your payee if you get money from another source, apply for help from a welfare department or other government agency, or save any money. If you or your payee do not report any of the above actions to Social Security, you may be paid too much money. In that case, you may have to return the money you are not due, and your payments may stop. If we determine that either you or your payee intentionally withheld information in order to continue to receive payments, you or your payee may be prosecuted criminally. What to do if you have problems with your payee. You and your payee should talk about how much money you receive from Social Security and how it is being spent on your needs. Then talk with your payee about how you want to use your money. If you cannot agree on how to spend your money, contact Social Security. How a large amount of money for past benefits should be spent. When there has been a delay in approving your benefits may be paid in a large payment. If that happens, your payee must spend the money on your current needs. The rest of the money can be used to pay for medical services, your education, improvements to your home, or your debts. If your back payment is for more than 1 year of benefits, your benefits may be paid in several small payments. If you receive SSI, you cannot have more than $2,000, $3,000 for a couple in cash and property other than your home and car. You must spend enough of your back payment within 9 months to keep your total resources below $2,000, $3,000 for a couple. If your resources are higher than $2,000, $3,000 for a couple, your payments may stop. Contacting Social Security. For more information and to find copies of our publications, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov or call toll-free 1-800-772-1213 for the deaf or hard of hearing. Call our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.